Good evening, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris here, and it's the 1st of March, isn't it? Lovely. And what a glorious day it's been, too. Lovely sunshine, very warm and mild here in the UK, anyway. I haven't booed for a while, and I thought I'd boo now because I've just had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking a little bit about losing followers on social networks and why. And I've discovered that I've lost a few followers on Audioboo, and I've sort of worked out why it is. I think it's because I'm quite blunt when I come to my speech. I'm quite, how shall I put it, forthright. And also because I started to boo sometimes about my faith, although I've tried to put that over onto Chirbit instead of Audioboo. And I realised I'd lost a few followers. And I even contacted one of the followers in DM just to say, I hope I haven't offended you. And I didn't get a yes or no back. I just got a, I wish you well. And that, to me, says a lot. Because if somebody doesn't have the courage to say why, I don't mind anybody unfollowing me. But I didn't want to offend anyone. And if I have, I would rather them say than be silent. But anyway, I'm digressing. It's sort of, do we worry about people unfollowing us on our social networks? Well, I never have. And this was part of the conversation I was having with my friend, that as we get to know each other better through social networks, we reveal more of ourselves. And I'm doing this at the moment, bit by bit. But only, again, within limitations that I've set. And part of getting to know people is by listening to them, listening to their viewpoints, and not everyone's going to agree. And so you might have some followers for quite a while because it's all nice and easygoing. And if you then start talking about something else that you're interested in and they're not, then you can expect to lose followers. Because some people are quite shallow. They're only interested in what they're interested in. And if you don't agree with them entirely, then they'll leave you. They'll disappear. And this is why we must always remember that social media, social networking, is that it's online is what it is. It's not real in the sense of friends that you grow up with, friends that you become more closely bound to. I'm not saying this can't happen online. I'm not saying that you can't make friends online. I think I've made some quite good friends online that I think if we actually met in real life, we would still be friends and it would grow. Geographical distances can halt that progress, if you like. But there are people that I listen to that I don't always agree with all their views. But because I agree with a lot of their views, that's fine. And why should I pick and choose the bits anyway? We can argue, of course, that there's so many people out there to follow that there's always somebody else that we can find that might more closely fit a match for us. But I quite like that diversity of people. I quite like the fact that I'm friends with people that I agree with on some things but not on others. It certainly makes for more interesting conversations, and I think those people and the relationships that can grow from that are stronger for it. If we just pick and choose the bits we like, then that makes it shallow and we can't grow either. We can't expect other people to want to listen to us. If we digress from our steadfast path of what we're talking about, if we want to broaden our speech or broaden and share our ideas with others, then we can't expect them to follow us if we're going to unfollow everybody who doesn't agree with us. I was having these thoughts today and I thought I would be about it. And I don't mind losing followers. I gain followers in other areas, and I've been blessed by that. And Audioboo is a great platform, and I like listening to people's boos. I'm not as active here as I used to be, but that will probably change. I will probably become more active as time goes on. And it's like life. It ebbs and flows. Our interests ebb and flow. And our interactions with others ebb and flow. And that's all that's happening, really. Never be worried about losing followers, and never worry about following someone you don't want to. God bless you all.